Hi, and welcome to 5 from Overdrive, the show that features the top 5 headlines from our daily email newsletter. And now, here's our host.
Hi, this is Kathleen Buckley, and welcome to today's edition of 5 from Overdrive. Before the news, a thank you to our sponsor, U.S. Express. U.S. Express is looking for new drivers and wants you to apply. Visit usexpress.com to learn more about their great benefits packages. If you're looking for a new job, give U.S. Express a look. To learn more, either visit usexpress.com or call 888-988-4348. Now, the news. You're not the only one who thinks FMCSA's work is shoddy. The National Transportation Safety Board has asked DOT Secretary Anthony Fox to audit the agency over concerns of thoroughness and quality of FMCSA reviews of motor carriers. The request comes in response to 4 wreck investigations within the past year that NTSB says could have been prevented had FMCSA done its due diligence and compliance reviews. NTSB says its findings, quote, raise serious questions about the oversight of motor carrier operations. The findings come in response to investigations into 4 accidents in which collectively 25 people were killed and 83 more injured. Goodyear is looking for nominations for its annual Highway Hero Award. The award is designed to honor truck drivers who put themselves in harm's way to help others, and the company is accepting nominations until November 29th. A winner will be named in March in Louisville at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Full criteria for the nominations and a link to the nomination form are available on overdriveonline.com. There are also 2 videos of this year's winner, Jason Hart, who rescued a family of 6 from a crushed minivan after a crash. The 2013 U.S. Capitol Christmas tree began its month-long trek atop a custom trailer earlier this month. It's being toted to 24 stops along its tour behind a 2014 Mack Pinnacle. The tree was harvested from the Colville National Forest in Washington State to begin its multi-state trek to Washington, D.C. Dignitaries gathered November 1st in Washington State to celebrate the tree's harvesting. River States Customs will host a Pride and Polish event in June next year, part of the round of events leading into the August National Championship in Dallas. It will take place at their La Crosse, Wisconsin facility on Friday, June 27th and Saturday, June 28th, 2014. 2 rigs that passed through the River States facility were national championship winners in 2013. Vinny DiOrio's Trendsettin 2013 Peterbilt 389 in limited mileage combo and curtainside trailer, and Bill Rethwish's 2012 389 fuel hauler and working combo. A Yuma, Arizona-based driver for Evans Dedicated Systems out of Commerce, California, was allegedly using his phone while driving to look at provocative pictures of women, escort sites, porn, Facebook, YouTube, and other sites last week when he crashed his truck into several fire trucks and several police cruisers who were responding to a wreck in the middle of Interstate 8 in Yuma County, according to a report from the Arizona Daily Star. One of the officers who was sitting in his cruiser was killed. The phone-handling driver, Jorge Espinoza, has been charged with second-degree murder, endangerment, and criminal damage. The wreck also brings to light the role of the dashcam-style recorders that are becoming more prevalent in the industry, as Espinoza's wreck was caught on camera by his carrier. Split-screen video of both Espinoza and the road in front of him, along with the accident itself, is available in the Overdrive Extra blog post from November 5th. And now, our question of the week. Has the hours of service rule change impacted you? Fewer miles, less income, or have they worked out for you? We want to know. Give us a call at 530-40-VOICE to tell us what you think.
Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. If you've got something to say, want to answer a question, or just want to let us know what you think about a story, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. We'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen to on air. So with that, we're signing out with today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. Stay safe out there.